This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
As we look at what's happening on the border, we're also looking at the possible impeachment here of Alejandro Mayorkas. And all this does as well is to keep everything top of mind in the news. The American people are not happy with what's happening on the border, and they are not buying Joe Biden's or Hakeem Jeffries' explanation for why everything is so messed up on the border. I'll give you a hint. It's not the MAGA Republicans. It's not any Republicans. It's not anybody but the Democrats who want to make sure that the border is open, it's porous, and then want to be able to blame it on other people so that they can get their funding or they get whatever, and simply gaslight the American public and the American voter into believing that if it wasn't for these Republicans, the border would be fine. Because you know why? Because Democrats would come in and they would fix it. They would fix the broken system. And that's the other misnomer here, folks. You know, is the system broken? Is it really that broken? Congress has passed so many laws over the years about trying to keep the border secure and to establish the protocol for entering into the country, of which people have they're fine. People can enter the country, but the system isn't broken. And that's also another lie that's being told in order to make people think, well, if it's broken, well, we better pass some legislation about that, because everything's a legislative, you know, solution to something. All right, folks, welcome to the program. Kyle Warren with you. It is the Friday edition. We've made it. We've made it through another great week of broadcasting here on the program. Glad to be with you. Don't forget the telephone number if you'd like to be part of the program this morning, 949-822-7959. That number again, 949-822-7959. Operators are standing by. And you can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com, and you can send us a direct message. We've already heard from some listeners this morning. Much appreciated. And also, you can find out more about the program. You can also subscribe to my podcast as well, and we hope that you're able to do that. We really appreciate that. And, folks, as I've been saying, the program is going to be chock full again this morning here on this Friday edition. We'll be talking with Denise Simon later this hour. Then we'll talk with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. And then we'll also talk, of course, with our good friend. Well, they're all our good friends, by the way. Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com. And if you want to hear talk about the border discussion, just wait till Frank and I start talking about that. So, again, 949-822-7959. And, of course, we've got a lot of new listeners joining us this hour, and we're very, very happy about that. Welcome to everybody listening on AM 860, The Answer, of course, AM 930, and also everybody along the GCN network. We really appreciate GCN. They work really hard for the program. They distribute it out to our great AM and FM radio affiliates, and we want to say good morning to everybody up there at GCN this morning. But, again, before we get started, as we did in hour number one, I want to make sure that we bring you up to date with what we know at this hour of a terrible tragedy that happened in Clearwater, Florida. And, of course, as you know, our adopted hometown for this program is Tampa, and Clearwater is just adjacent there. And we've got callers. We have friends that communicate with us from Clearwater. And when I heard about this, my heart was just breaking earlier today. This from Fox 13, Tampa Bay. Several people were killed in a Thursday evening plane crash at a Clearwater mobile home park, according to Clearwater's fire chief. The Federal Aviation Administration confirmed a Beechcraft Bonanza V-35 crashed into the Bayside Waters mobile home park, formerly known as Japanese Gardens, on U.S. 19, south of the Clearwater Mall, around 7 p.m. They said the pilot had reported an engine failure. FAA officials have not released details about how many people were on board the plane when it crashed. We also don't know how many people on the ground may have been killed or injured, but we do know that it is multiple, and that already just makes our hearts sink. Clearwater first responders have confirmed again several people that were residents of the mobile home park and passengers on the plane were killed. The fire crews responded to the scene, working to put out multiple fires within the mobile home park, along with other fire departments and law enforcement agencies responding as well. This according to Fire Chief Scott Ellers. Four trailers in the mobile home park were heavily involved in fire. The NTSB and the FAA, of course, are on their way. They're going to be conducting a full investigation. What we know about the Beechcraft V-35, it's been in production since about the end of World War II. It's a very well-known aircraft. Tony, who's listening on WLSS this morning, sent us a message. This appears to be the same type of aircraft that was involved in the crash with Buddy Holly, the Big Bopper, and Richie Valens, and their pilot, that was in 1959. But this plane has been around, but we don't know exactly what happened. The NTSB is going to be able to figure out what the maintenance was on this plane, what exactly could have been the cause as they reconstruct the wreckage, that will be forthcoming here, but it takes time to do that, obviously. So this morning, again, our thoughts and our prayers and our hearts pour out for our friends in Clearwater affected by this. It's a terrible tragedy, and I didn't want the first segment of the program to go by without mentioning that. But, folks, when we come back from this first break here on hour number two, we're going to be talking, of course, about the border. We'll talk about some of these strikes that may occur here very soon. We had a great call in the first hour as well from a veteran, Buck, in Sarasota, and he had some very, very good insights on this, I think. And also, folks, we're going to talk a little bit about some of these polls that we see talking about whether or not Joe Biden is getting the upper hand, Donald Trump's getting the upper hand. And let me ask you this question. If you close down a store because it's having trouble or it's in the, you know, there's all kinds of issues, is that a racist thing to do? Well, this is what Walmart, I believe, is being accused of in Boston. So we'll tell you about that as well. Folks, stay right there. Pardon me. No, Walgreens. I should say Walgreens. But we'll tell you about it on the other side of the break. Kyle Warren with you. It is the Friday edition. Stay right there.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart a birth certificate, and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And, yeah, things are looking pretty bright, I think. I sure hope they are for you. And certainly as we head into this weekend, and definitely here in Southern California, we're probably going to get a little bit of respite from the huge rain that's going to be coming, or that has been here, and that's going to be coming back as we head into early next week and throughout next week. So I don't know. I'll have to keep you updated if we have to start to try to build any kind of an arc or any other kind of an arc-like structure or something like that. But once again, folks, welcome back. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call. You can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning. Let's see here. Squad Democrat accuses Walgreens of racism for leaving Boston neighborhood. Shame on you, quote unquote. This is from Fox News. Basically, you've got this notion here that to close down a store is really that's okay to do. Why would you have to? Why is that somehow racist? I think is what I'm getting at here. You know, the idea that businesses have to take into account what's happening in their areas, right? They have to take into account what's happening to their employees or to loss in the business and so forth. But this really, my friends, is really something. That to hear this kind of thing. So you've got Representative Ayanna Pressley, Democrat from Massachusetts, And she is accusing the pharmacy chain of Walgreens of racial discrimination for closing the Boston store. So let's, I think we got some audio for this. Let's listen in and hear what she had to say from the House of Representatives.
I think
we have some of that, but maybe not everything we need on that right now. But at any rate, folks, what we've got here that's happening here is this notion that if you shut something down and move it because it doesn't make money or it could be dangerous, well, that's not racist. And part of her criticism was that there was no path to replace it or this kind of thing. But that's not Walgreens' problem in the strict sense. Now, if she wants to come up with something that has some kind of government mechanism about it, well, then that she would be more than happy or more than welcome to try to do something like that. But I really don't think that because we're seeing, and by the way, the Denny's in Oakland is now shutting down along with the In-N-Out Burger in Oakland, because an In-N-Out Burger has never shut down one of their stores before, one of their restaurants. They've moved them, but they've never actually shut them down. And if they do that, or the fact that they have done that, it just simply shows that the crime is out of control and so forth. So, you know, part of what maybe Representative Presley should be railing about is maybe the ability to enforce the law, if that's one of these reasons why the store is being closed down. But it seems to me, folks, that this isn't the private sector's issue. The private sector is there to make money for its own shareholders and so forth. And while it is a sad occurrence, it doesn't necessarily mean that it is racist. And I really think that that term is now being used so much that it actually begins to dilute the meaning of the term. Because, by the way, Americans don't want things to be racist. Americans don't want to practice racism. They don't want to institutionalize it, and they certainly do not want to have it go on unchecked. But private companies or businesses, in this case, do have the right to decide whether or not they want to do business in particular areas based on, again, if we're looking at some of these similar things that happen in Oakland or in San Francisco, for that matter. In San Francisco, it also became an issue for the safety of employees to be there and come into work to different stores, and they have closed. So this is a systemic problem, not in the context of it being systemically racist, but there is a systemic issue with the environment that is happening. And I think no matter what color skin people have, we really need to come together on some basic agreements in the sense that for our society to function and for our society to be safe for all the people in our society, that we have to be able to have enforce the law and create a much better safe environment for all of our citizens. This transcends whether or not no matter what skin color people have. But it's very unfortunate that it's being framed like this. All right, folks, once again, Kyle Warren with you. This from Newsweek. The perception of the state of the U.S. economy among voters has improved, a new poll shows, helping President Joe Biden come out ahead in a head-to-head matchup with his likely 2024 reelection opponent, former President Donald Trump. 36% of voters think the economy is either excellent or good, according to a Quinnipiac University national poll released on Wednesday. It marks a 6 percentage point improvement from a similar poll in August 2023. So that's a little bit of time has passed, so that's an interesting change, isn't it? The poll also showed that in a potential presidential election between Biden and Trump, the incumbent holds a 50% to 44% lead. In a poll of December 20th, the survey described the race between the two as too close to call when it pointed to 47% support for Biden and 46% for Trump. The U.S. economy has been in the midst of elevated inflation, which prompted the Federal Reserve to hike rates beginning in March 2022 to their highest in two decades. pushing up borrowing costs, of course. Inflation has slowed, but the economy has remained strong while employers have kept hiring. Well, some employers have kept hiring, but then if you just, you know, walk just a little bit over towards another story, we'll find out that layoffs has hit a 10-month high as financial and tech companies slash 39,000 jobs. You know, we just heard about UPS. Now, whether this is all right-sizing, whether this is a long time coming because they overextended, there's all kinds of factors that go into things like that when you have layoffs. But overall, folks, the perception also is there that things may not be so wonderful about the economy. Now, for some people, it might be. And also, in terms of where the messaging is going with this, is also very, very important, because the Democrats are good at this. They are good at messaging on a particular issue. They're good at sort of laser beaming in on that issue. They're good at laser beaming in on it, and they're good at having a unified message about it. So everywhere you go, well, these numbers are good. Well, look at the Dow, look at the S&P 500 and all this kind of stuff. It's all going so much better. And these Republicans are trying to tell you that things just aren't as good. And, you know, they just don't understand how the economy works. And then, and this is one of the things I really love about Chris Murkowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is that a lot of times we're supposed to sort of base our long-term opinion on very short-term happenings in the stock market. You could say, well, stocks were buoyed today on this jobs report. And then that does drive the perception that, well, I guess things are getting better. Maybe Biden isn't so bad after all. Maybe he's got this in hand. Maybe things are turning around again because I heard that the stock market went up. Well, I don't know about you, but most people are not necessarily invested in the stock market. They may have in terms of being players in the stock market, their 401ks may be tied to that, and you bet your bottom dollar, no pun intended, when their 401ks really take huge hits, then they do notice. But the small incremental changes up or down really don't affect people who aren't invested heavily in the stock market. But it sounds good, right? Oh, the stock market did much better today. Well, that sounds good. And overall, hopefully that would be good. Because one of the things, especially on this program, we're not here to try to explain to you why everything is bad and it'll just stay bad and it'll just keep getting worse. We're not here to say that at all. In fact, we're here to say we want everybody to do better. We do want the economy to get better. But it's not because Joe Biden, per se. See? And it's not, and because, hey, we got these high interest rates. And by the way, now we don't even see a real rate cut in the offing, I think, really, what, till like May? So people are sitting around waiting for these rate cuts to happen. And we may get to May, and they may not even cut them then. So, you know, then what are people going to think? All right, folks, stay right there. We're coming right back. We have a lot more to talk about. I'll warn with you.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You are USA News, I'm Tim Berg. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the Senate will vote next week on the National Security Supplemental Bill, which includes a bipartisan deal on border and immigration restrictions. Schumer saying the text of the agreement will be made public as soon as Friday or as late as Sunday, and that he plans to set up a vote on the legislation next week. President Biden is honoring the U.S. troops who were injured and lost their lives in an Iran-backed drone strike earlier this week. Three service members were killed while stationed at a U.S. military outpost in Jordan, and over 30 were injured. The president speaking at the yearly National Prayer Breakfast on Capitol Hill.
Jill and I will be at Dover Air Force Base to receive the dignified transfer of their bodies. They've raised their lives in harm's way. They risked it all. And we'll never forget the sacrifice and service to our country.
This is USA News.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Good news for home shoppers.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage fell this week to 6.63%. That's down from a six-week high of 6.69% a week ago. When mortgage rates fall, it helps lower the cost of financing a home purchase, increasing how much home buyers can afford. Home loan borrowing costs have been mostly coming down since late October.
All right, just got a direct message.
Highest level since 2000. Still,
from
the rate remains sharply higher than just 2 years ago when it was around 3.6%.
The Denver area.
The economists are forecasting
back to work
that rates will continue to drop this year.
Ron, I did
Utah's become the latest state to prohibit diversity training, hiring, and inclusion programs at universities and in state government. Measures signed into law by the Republican governor passed at the State House and Senate by wide majorities. More on these stories at townhall.com.
And as a matter of fact, we've got some great songs in store, I know, and I don't think you missed any of your requests while you were convalescing, but definitely glad that you're back, and it's always great to hear from our listeners, everybody, especially when they have issues that come up and so forth. But it's really, really good to hear from you, Trucker Ron. I'm glad that you're back out there, and glad that we're rolling along with you this morning. So, yes, welcome back indeed. All right. Well, folks, matter of fact, the last segment, we had a little issue with the audio that we wanted to play for you. This is Representative Ayanna Pressley talking about the closure of the Walgreens in Massachusetts. We were able to get that squared away. Let's listen to what she had to say about this, because, again, this goes to the idea that somehow if you have to close a business because of issues, and the Walgreens people have described some of these issues, let's listen in.
Walgreens is planning to close yet another pharmacy in the Massachusetts 7th, this time on Warren Street in Roxbury, a community that is 85% black and Latino. This closure is a part of a larger trend of abandoning low-income communities like the previous closures in Mattapan and Hyde Park, both in the Massachusetts 7th. When a Walgreens leaves a neighborhood, they disrupt the entire community and they take with them baby formula, diapers, asthma inhalers, life-saving medications, and, of course, jobs. These closures are not arbitrary, and they are not innocent. They are life-threatening acts of racial and economic discrimination. That is why I joined with Senator Markey and Warren to demand answers from Walgreens CEO. Why was there no community input, no adequate notice to customers, and no transition resources to prevent gaps in health care? Shame on you, Walgreens.
Okay, so that's Representative Presley. Walgreens is a company. It's not a government entity, as far as I know. Walgreens is also responding to this, we understand, too. And they're saying that the, they want to work with the with the Congress and with the government, basically, in order to make sure that they are able to conduct business in a much better in business type of environment. Not talking about crime or stuff like that. But what they're saying is that the closure in Roxbury was due to several factors, including the cost of operating, low prescription volume, and low reimbursement rates. And they said it was a difficult but necessary decision. They definitely are looking forward to working with elected officials in order to get rid of some of these barriers that make it difficult for them to operate pharmacies in different communities across the country. Well, that sounds pretty reasonable. But sort of this full-on frontal attack by Presley, against a company that if they can't make money and they can't sustain, then they're going to have to vacate. Now, again, Representative Presley, if she wants to create a government program, Democrats love to do that, too. And certainly, does anybody want people to be without baby formula or without, a close-by place to go get a prescription? Well, of course not. Of course not. But this kind of rhetoric, I think, is not productive. It doesn't really help solve the issues. And so we'll just sort of leave it at that. But unfortunately, folks, when you start with that, it's very, very difficult to try to find any kind of common ground. And that's what needs to happen. And as I was mentioning in the previous segment, if you have stores or other businesses that close in various other cities in the country, they didn't mention anything specifically about crime, but of course there's all kinds of things happening out there, social media videos and so forth, where these stores get ransacked. So it's definitely, I'm sure, on the minds. But again, are you forced to do business in that kind of environment? Like if you're in San Francisco or if you're in other places where people come in, look what happened. There was near L.A. here not all that long ago, right? It's kind of went viral as well. You get a whole mob of people coming in and just ransacking through a department store. That's not a good reason to keep the department store there if the security can't be maintained. That's just common sense. But I don't know, maybe she's trying to make get on the news with this. All right, well, once again, folks, 949-822-7959, that's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. And speaking about the economy, we've got a great audio clip here as well. We've got Steve Mnuchin, I believe, who was talking with Bret Baier at Fox News. And he was asked about, what's the state of the economy right now? People really aren't feeling it, that it's getting better. But people don't really have that perception right now. Let's hear what Steve Mnuchin had to say. Of course, he's the former Secretary of the Treasury under Donald Trump.
Well, I definitely see the economy having significant issues. I mean, we've had very high inflation. The Fed was late to raising interest rates, and that was a result of their view of inflation was going to come down. When it didn't, they've raised interest rates to very high levels. The good news is that is slowing inflation. But as Chair Powell said today, they now want to be careful that they don't lower interest rates until they're clear they have inflation under control. So inflation is still around 3%. They want to get it to 2%. And I think we're going to see a significant slowdown of the U.S. economy over the next 6 months.
But you would concede that it's still the best place to put money around the world.
Oh, it's absolutely. I mean, the U.S. dollar is the safest place to put money. I think you are going to see, you know, the markets, I expect to see a correction. But in terms of the U.S. dollar, it's still the safe haven for the world.
Well, there's Steve Mnuchin, again, former Treasury Secretary, saying he sees a slowdown over the next 6 months. So I don't know, folks. Who do you believe at that point, right? You got people saying, well, these numbers are great, so everything's good. But at the same time, if you look at the spending that's happening and people are going to have to pull back, at some point they have to because they don't have enough savings or they don't have enough credit anymore to keep going. People aren't the federal government. They can't keep borrowing and borrowing and borrowing and just keep, keep on the spending train. All right, let's head over to the phone lines. John in Sarasota, good morning, sir.
Good morning. It was good to hear from another Sarasotan this morning.
Yes, indeed. That's right.
You're reaching out. Hey, I have one quick comment.
Sure.
Anybody that's an elected official that would say Walgreens is leaving and they're going to take the baby formula and the anti-acids. Well, you know what my suggestion is? My suggestion is if you're in politics and that's what you're spending your time on, you need to leave politics and go open the CVS and put an end to the problem for those good people.
Well said.
I am done. I am done.
Well, thank you, John. I appreciate the comment very much. I think a lot of people agree. That's right. Sometimes be the solution to the problem. Don't blame other people on that.
I from what I understand is, this is private industry, capitalism, and open to give them competition, open to CVS.
Indeed. Indeed. Well, I appreciate the call. Hey, thanks, John.
Enjoy your weekend.
You too. Have a good weekend. All right, John in Sarasota, everybody. Great call. I appreciate the sentiment very much. That's right. What a great, great solution. And that is, you could create your own pharmacy, or you could raise the money to do it and so forth. But see, that's where, especially in the free market, you come in to fill the need. But at the same time, it has to make sense, right? It has to be able to be paid for. It has to be able to run. It has to be profitable. So, and again, nobody wants people to be without. I don't know where the next nearest store would be. But nevertheless, what John is saying is right smack dab on the money. And what Presley is talking about, I think, is trying to generate not solution to this, but generate bad will, to generate bad feelings, to generate more accusations. That's not how we solve problems, folks. That's not how we solve problems. That's not how we solve problems at the border. That's not how we solve problems with our national security. And it's not how we solve problems for our cities and our citizens. All right. Stay right there, everybody. We're coming right back. We've got another great song. Take a look at the weather. And then we'll talk to Denise Simon. Kyle Warren with you. Friday edition.
February is Heart Month. And every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's X-T-E-N-D-O-V-I-T-E.com.
extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
All right, Friday edition, folks. Hour number two is flying by as well. I know I've said this before, but for our new listeners, we do believe there is some sort of Einstein relativity issue that happens when we're on the air, and it just means that time really does fly by. So it's not scientific proof. It's totally anecdotal. But I'm willing to go with it. That's what I'm going with. It's some kind of Einstein problem, I'm sure. All right. So once again, folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you this morning, of course. And we've reached the part of the program. We're going to take another look at our national weather here in just a moment. Then we'll talk with Denise Simon as we head towards the top of the hour, and then Denise will be with us for most of next hour until we talk with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. So we hope that you can stay tuned for that. And then in hour number four, we got Frank Silvato on deck and ready to come up. So I hope, again, that you can stay tuned for that. Well, you know, earlier this week, we got a message from Lucy, who has been in the hospital and who had been in the hospital for at least a month, from what she was telling us. And she had some very kind words for the program, that we were there for her and as she's staying in the hospital. It really means a lot to me to hear that. It just absolutely is overwhelming to me. And so, Lucy, I hope that you're doing better, and I hope that if you're still in the hospital, that you're going to get out here real soon. And she had requested some Stevie Nicks, thought it might be good for our drivers out there. Well, one of our drivers, trucker Ron in the Denver area, he's back online now. And so, yes, I think our truckers would like to hear some more Stevie Nicks. And I thought it would be really nice because we played two Stevie Nicks tracks earlier in the week. But I thought it would be cool. Let's do a bonus Stevie Nicks for Lucy, who's on the mend and getting better, and also, of course, going out to our great trucker friends like Trucker Ron, and again, courtesy of Lucy to our trucker friends out there. Here's Stevie Nicks, live, a little Edge of 17. Belladonna, which was also a huge album for Stevie Nicks back circa 1981. So, again, that goes out to Lucy and also especially out to Trucker Ron this morning. Little Stevie Nicks, lift your spirits and keep it trucking down the road. Folks, Kyle Warren with you, and glad to be with you here this morning. Let's take a look at some of our weather. As we're heading into the weekend, where the precipitation is right now, looks like up in Seattle we've still got rain to the west. All kinds of rain around Spokane, Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. That means 4th of July pass will be impacted. We're also seeing the fog advisories. This is going to be along I-90 near Mosesville on up towards Spokane. Also down towards Pasco, Yakima, and Walla Walla as well. Portland, Oregon, still looking like you got some rain just to your north. Actually, it looks like it's coming in Portland proper at this point. So be careful. Rain through Sacramento, California, a little bit near Redding, Eureka, up on the northern coast there. You've got all kinds of rain happening there right now as well. And let's see, Los Angeles, just south of L.A. right now, looks like where the rain is on the radar. Mostly confined down now into San Diego County, and this looks like they're across the border with Mexico. Phoenix, Arizona, Tucson, looks like you've got rain as well there. And then also, rounding some of this out, Salt Lake City, we still see rain and snow in that area, all the way up through about Nephi, up towards the border with Idaho, and then Idaho Falls, looks like you've got some rain mixed with snow. Boise now, the rain's approaching through there, and then on down the interstate through Mountain Home and Glenn's Ferry, so be careful there. Also, rounding it out now on the East Coast, we continue to see rain. New York City, looks like the southern part of Rhode Island is there as well, and it looks like southern part of that's not, it's not near Boston. It's south of Boston, but way south of Boston at this point. But if you're in Washington, D.C., District of Columbia, looks like you might have a lot of rain going on there right now. All right, folks, be careful going into the weekend. I'll let you know about the atmospheric river as we come back on the Monday edition, and also on the weekend edition if you can be with us for that. All right, but now, folks, it's time to bring in, of course, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Well, I'll tell you what, as we climb towards the top of the hour here in just a couple of minutes, Lloyd Austin is, talking about the, these possible strikes and so forth, but the Pentagon is, kind of justifying the delay in having them. In other words, because they gotta try to minimize collateral damage, don't they think about this stuff all the time? Like, if there's an attack, we could, like, attack them back, without having to spend days and days and days figuring it out.
Yeah, I mentioned a couple days ago that, that's what they do. They look at things at the targets and they go, well, if there's one innocent person that could be injured or killed, then we're not going to do it. We'll pull the plug on that target. So, but right now, they've scattered. They've left. I listened to Lloyd Austin's apology thing yesterday. Apparently, he's the only one in Washington, D.C. that can keep a secret about his whereabouts.
I think you're right.
But beyond that, there were several in the media that asked him, well, what's the delay here? So even the media is like, hey, what are you doing? Why aren't you responding?
Well, exactly. And as you've been saying, this gives them time to vacate. It gives them time to, get out of Dodge and not be there when this all happens.
Well,
and
they left Syria, so we don't have any targets in Syria now. Well, where are you going to go now? Iraq? Okay, well, you think they're still in Iraq? They're all back in Iran. Iran's the safe place because everybody knows that the United States is not going to do anything to Iran.
Indeed.
The safe haven is Iran.
Indeed. And, of course, evidently there was another Houthi missile that, was fired at a Liberian.
Yeah.
So, but why can they still fire missiles? I mean, I'm not trying to sound like a broken record, but I thought we were degrading their missile capability, basically.
Yeah, not so much.
Not so much. I think that is exactly on the money, Denise. I'll tell you what, stay right there because we are climbing up to the top of the hour, everybody. When we come back, we've got more with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook as we continue to race through and rocket through the Friday edition. Hour number two, folks, is now in the books. Stay right there. We are coming right back.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.